This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1023. What even is an IELTS writing concession?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is a concession and how can it raise your IELTS writing score? Today, we share details about how concessions level up your IELTS essays so you can get the 7 or higher you need.
Energy listeners. I was just waving with two hands. If you're only listening on the podcast, you're missing out because Aubrey and I are also doing this on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. Come to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube so you can see the video of us because that's fun.
I love that we're doing this now. It's so fun. Guys, you have to check out some of these videos of the podcast on YouTube. See our expressions. I think this would be so helpful for the speaking test. Now, we're going to talk about writing today, guys, because April is still writing month. But just like it's occurring to me how useful it would be to watch how we do sample answers, especially what our body language is like, what our facial expressions do.
So many gestures.
So many gestures.
Yeah. For sure.
I love it. Okay. So, Aubrey, now April is writing month, and we're going to do a writing episode today. We're going to do a couple more episodes this week, guys, that we'll branch off from writing. We have some fun vocab planned for tomorrow, but today we still are going to focus on writing, specifically concessions. Now, this word is bandied about quite often, and I don't know if people really truly understand 100% what it is and why we need to do it on IELTS.
Yeah, I think it's helpful for us just to sort of explain the word concession, how concessions are used, and then we're going to tell you why it's needed on some IELTS essays, which ones, and how to do it, because this is very high level, guys. This is what's gonna get you that 7 or even 8 or 9 on writing. This is pushing your score higher, so you need to know how to do it.
Exactly. So let's start, first of all, with an example, because I think if we start with a clear example, that'll make the definition make sense. You know what I mean? Instead of let's go narrow to general right now so you guys can follow us and understand everything. So here's an example of a concession in real life. This is an example I used to give my classes all the time. It's fun. So guys, imagine that you're a teenager, let's say. Or maybe you're talking to a teenager and the teenager says, "Mom, can I please go to my friend's house and spend the night?" And the parent is like, "No, you have an early volleyball game in the morning." And then the kid is like, listen up, Mom. I'm going to be so good. I promise we're going to go to bed by 10 o'clock. Okay. Now I know what you're saying. You think I'm going to stay up late and be tired from my volleyball game. I get that totally, but listen, I'm not gonna do that. It's gonna be fine. So that's an example of a real life concession where it's like you give the other side something, be like, yeah, you could be right about this one thing, but you know what? I'm actually more right. That's what a concession is.
Yes, exactly. That's a really good example. I think that makes it pretty clear. It's like, I see why you're thinking that because of this, right? I understand you think we're gonna stay up late, but I am more correct. I have a right to do this, or you should let me do this because, and then for whatever reason, it could be that we're going to bed early. And we use these a lot when we're debating with someone. We've talked about this previously on the podcast, but whenever you're having a discussion with someone, and you disagree, the best way to, you know, show them that you see where they're coming from, but you still disagree. That's a very productive, constructive way to have an argument, because then you're actually showing that you're listening to each other, right? So if you say, I see why you think that, I can understand why you feel that, because people should clean up after their dogs. However, I still think that, you know, no one should own a dog because of this. I'm imagining an argument where someone's trying to convince me that I should own a dog.
Guys, I want you to notice a couple things here. Like, why does it make the argument stronger? Because you are acknowledging the other side with something specific. Now, it seems contradictory that that would make an argument stronger to say the other side is correct about something. Nevertheless, it's true, right? And part of getting a 7 or higher on IELTS is, first of all, presenting a balanced view of the question where you cover everything in the question, right? And then as an overall description of a 7 or higher, do you communicate your opinion strongly and clearly, right? Like, if you do that, you're going to get a 7 or higher. You know what I mean? So that is part of why we give a concession. And also notice how all of the concession examples we've given you, even if we're just talking about a real life conversation, it's immediately followed with because, right? So we give a clear reason and often a specific example. So we try to accomplish all of this, giving a concession, saying why the other side is correct about something, giving that reason, maybe a quick example, just in that one sentence, right? Mm-hmm. Before moving on, before saying, nevertheless, I still feel that owning a dog has more drawbacks than positives, or whatever your opinion may be, right? So if we are going to put a concession in an IELTS essay, what kind of essay do we put a concession in, and where does it go?
Hey guys, thank you for listening to the episode today. Remember, if you are ready to commit yourself to guaranteed higher IELTS scores, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Guys, check it out, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And if you're just curious, what kind of system do we have? Take our free short quiz and get some free resources I made just for you. Take our quiz, guys. Get your estimated IELTS band score, allearsenglish.com/myscore.
So this is key, you guys. You need them in opinion essays. If the topic presents both sides of an argument, but then the question is just, what is your opinion? You can write an opinion essay where both paragraphs are sharing your opinion. You're not doing an entire paragraph sharing the other side like you would in an argument essay. However, in order to really have covered the entire topic, you have to address that other side as well. And the perfect way to do that is a concession.
Exactly. And I think it shows a complexity of thought.
Yes.
That is impressive. So if we look at it, like, if you get a question, if you get an opinion question and the question only presents one side and then asks you if you agree or disagree, right? Or asks you, what is your opinion on this? Let's give an example. Nobody should own dogs.
We can't get away from that example. Well, it's a good example because you and I are very, not that I'm saying no one should own, but you and I have different opinions about this.
Yeah. Totally.
So it's good.
So let's say the question says, no one should own domesticated animals. There we go.
Nicer
vocab. And then it says, what is your opinion on this? Let's say I agree with that I think no one should own domesticated animals. Now, why should I include something for the other side? It's not mentioned in the question, right? Why should I still have a concession that says, I understand why some people love their pets? Because it shows a level of complexity that will raise your score, not just for cohesion, coherence, because the organization of it is harder, right? But also for task, because again, you're showing a depth to your communication. You're showing a depth to your opinion that is impressive, instead of just being like, firstly, this is my opinion because blah, blah, blah. Secondly, this is my opinion because blah, 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 right? So again, like it's harder to do. Opinion essays are the most difficult essays to write. But if you have these tools, if you see models, if you learn how to do this well, then this is a great way to have a 7 or higher if you're going to do an opinion essay. Now, this causes confusion sometimes, right? Aubrey, do you think we can say there are concessions in an argument essay?
Certainly. I would say the entire paragraph where you're sharing the other side of the issue is a concession, because you're saying this is the side I agree with and this is why. And then you're providing a paragraph sharing the other side and why you understand that some people could feel that way. So it's yep. like one giant, a little bit more strongly supported concession.
Exactly. I agree. So concession, guys, it is anywhere from one sentence to a paragraph, right?
Yep.
You're going to have a one sentence concession at the beginning of paragraph 3 in an opinion essay. And this is how you structure it. You would say, I understand some people feel that owning a pet enriches their lives in terms of companionship. Semicolon, nevertheless, I feel that owning a pet still offers more drawbacks than advantages or whatever.
That's
right?
Such a perfect sentence, because you're showing how you can provide the reason and the example in one sentence. It's using yeah. just a few words, right?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Great sentence.
You guys, I'm so good at IELTS. Okay, so that's the opinion essay, right? But then just to sum up, guys, just to make it super clear, let's consider the whole second paragraph of an argument essay, also concessions, because that's what it is, right? You're saying the other yep. side thinks this because this, more specifically, blah, 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 a case in point. And then the third paragraph, your opinion supported with specific reasons and examples. So we've thrown out a lot of great structure, a lot of great language to organize these ideas today, guys. If you want a complete system, though, where you have templates, transition phrases, everything you need for every kind of IELTS essay with models, right? Written by me. Then get into 3 Keys IELTS, guys. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you know what? If you're listening to this and you're like, ugh, I don't know if I want the course yet. That's cool. We're here for you. Take a short quiz and get some free resources to check out our ideas, guys, and our lessons. allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. This is really good. I think this clarified, but we've had a lot of students ask, how exactly do I do a concession? I think this will definitely help. So thanks for joining us today.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.